The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 484 and three quarters, up 5 1/4 on the open March, 494, up 4 1/2. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 428, up 5 on the open March, 446, up 5 1/2, July, 455, up 1 3/4, September, 462, up 1/2 on the open. December corn opened at 259 3/4, up 3/4 on the open March, 274, up 1 1/4, May, 281 1/4, up 1, July, 288 3/4, up 3/4, September, 294, up 1/4, December, 302 1/2, up 1/2 on the open. December oats opened at 203 1/4, up 1 on the open March, 209 1/4, up 1. November beans opened at 546, down 3/4 on the open. January, 560, down 1. March, 570 1/2, down 1. May, 580, down 1/2. July, 588 1/2, down 1 1/2. November, 606, down 3/4 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 162.10, down 30 on the open. December, 163, down 50. October soybean oil opened at 23.75, down 1 on the open. December 24.10, down 3. At the Merck, September feeders opened at 115.85, unchanged on the open. October 114.40, down 17 1/2. November 113, down 17 1/2. October live cattle opened at 91.30, up 15 on the open. December 90.32 1/2, up 5. February 90.87 1/2, unchanged on the open. October lean hogs opened at 61.85, down 30 on the open. December, 59.60, down 37 1/2. February, 60.70, down 52 1/2. April, 61.70, down 27 1/2 on the open. And February bellies opened at 87.42 1/2, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Real hand-to-hand combat going on in the corn pit this morning. It's since turned to the downside. December now, 257 1/2, down 1 1/2. Take it out to the red line. December at $3.25, down 1 3/4. The market just seemed toppy as I was looking at things this morning.
You know, one of the things that we are looking at that is catching a lot of attention this morning is the Dow. It's up this morning, and we're only about 10 points from hitting a and touching the old high, which is, you know, pretty good for Main Street and the farmers as well. One thing, we are starting to see more grain being harvested. The war cry continues to be wet corn and a lot of wet soybeans. Probably won't see an LDP, and with the higher drying costs, it's probably a negative to the farmer. There has been, you know, probably a third of the crop sold ahead of harvest. Our general impression is that what a market that market's been very strong, rallying in here as we get into early harvest, basis levels of strengthening, energy prices coming down. So this is good news. We are looking at a stocks report Friday or tomorrow, And near as we can tell, this market, I think it might look a little sluggish here early trade, but it's still put in a wonderful performance when it's all said and done.
Do you think that a move up to the 62% retracement is still possible?
I think it depends on two additional items. Our feeling is that the Indiana corn crop is probably too high, and we need to get the verdict in on the Iowa one, and I think that there is definitely a general feeling, that at least in my surveys, that indicate that the Illinois corn crop is basically also on the verge of not meeting USDA's very thorough investigation on what the crop size really is. And as a result of that, that, you know, and I was talking to the Informa people this week, that the easy thing and the most focused thing that everybody ought to focus on is the yield. And if it comes in smaller, we're very definitely going to put in a major bottom pretty quick. And with the farmer basically not getting an LDP charge, fee and extra money, it's going to be very hard to help finance, 5 million more acres of corn next year like the market's talking about.
If there is no LDP in corn, which is becoming more possible every day, Paul, do you suppose that producers will put more of their corn under loan?
You know, the home run this year, of course, is the gentleman that does have his own home storage or has built additional storage and is putting it away under wraps. The million-dollar question, of course, is what's the farmer going to do with the big storage costs with a little higher flat price in here? That verdict is still out. I'm basically of the opinion that the farmer is going to be a very aggressive storer of corn and soybeans this fall. Everyone basically is in that camp. So they are of the opinion that, that with the demand next year, that it just augurs very well to take advantage of storage.
Seems to me, though, that if producers need short-term cash, the market loan program might be the solution without the LDP, or they go and look for a potential LDP a little bit later into the harvest in the soybeans.
The big factor here is that there could be an LDP in the soybeans, the loan program, but in case you don't have a warehouse receipt or you don't have an open loan program, open storage program at the elevator, take advantage of the loan program is basically non-existent for a lot of people. But it is a factor if you do have on the farm storage.
Then let's look how this rally, and it's rallied about a dime in the corn since we last talked, has sort of reset things. Does this mean that downside price objectives now become 250 to what, 243 and a half or thereabouts?
I think it becomes less all the time as we basically get a better handle on the size of the crop. And the eastern part of Iowa seems to be coming in good, and as well as maybe north central Illinois, and as well as, the Illinois River area north seems to be coming in very well. But if we do come in and get the general feeling that the crop is 1 to 2 bushels under what the USDA is talking about, my hunch is that I think that we can say major bottoms both in the cash market and the futures market are definitely in check here. Whether it's a 10-cent dip in here, that's such a minor correction in the overall picture that it's really a non-event if it would drop a dime when it's all said and done.
Last week you said soybean size was not a home run. That really perked up my ears. What have you learned since last week?
Well, I think the soybean crop is very large. I think that I'm a little caught off guard what I actually meant there, but I think what the verdict is that the bean crop is very large. The big factor is that we're going to see 7% less acreage planted in South America, and the Sparks Informa survey indicates that the U.S. is going to plant 5% less soybeans. The soybean crush margins are good to excellent in Europe, U.S., and China. The South American farmers losing money, and biodiesel is a very important part of the overall energy equation in Europe and also the U.S. I guess the bottom line in the soybean market is that the yields are good income-generating tools, and I think it will with these $6 new crop beans and $4 new crop wheat. It is going to be a competitive market that basically won't let corn acreage balloon like some analysts are basically talking about.
Let me put a finer point on it. You were referring to seed size, and I guess my implications...
Oh, seed size is
yes.
Still on the smaller, just very average to... but the early indications are in Illinois and Indiana that it's going to be a home run as far as total yields are concerned. And it wouldn't surprise us if the USDA doesn't come out with a bushel and a half higher yield. The trouble is, and I think one of the reasons why the USDA, I think out of the last three of the last five years, they've had to lower the final carryover in soybeans, and they basically have a error as far as analyzing what the true size of the bean crop is.
All right. Before I let you go, any advice you have for producers today?
Well, have a safe harvest, and looks like storage pays again this year.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in prices. In Kansas City, December wheat, 478.5, down 1. At the Board of Trade, December wheat, 420.5, down 2.5. March, 437.5, down 3. December corn, 255.5, down 3.5. And again, these are live quotes. March, 269.25, down 3.5. May, 277.25, down 3. July, 284.5, down 3.5. November beans, 544.75, now 544.5, down 2.25. January, 558.5, down 2.5. March, 569, down 2.5. November, 605, down 0.25. October soybean meal, 162, down 40. October soybean oil, 23.63, down 13. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.